So when it snowed one weekend, and there was like, it was a good kind of snow, where there was ice on top of it. That's what we look for where we live in Poquay. So we took our good sleds, the one that you use from water parks, those tubes, and we go to Timer Park. It's this park. It's really nice, and it has this really steep hill, like a little slope at the bottom, so it's like a little ramp. And it goes really, really fast, because I've been on it before. But it was my brother's first time, and he was 7. So we park at the top of the hill, and my mom gets out, and she didn't want my brother to go alone. So she has me go on the tube with my brother. So he's in the front, and I'm in the back. We had a hard time starting up, because we're, like, dragging our feet. You know that when you're trying to start, and you're just like, you're like, come on, we can do it, we can do it. But you really can't do it. So my mom, she grabs the edges of it, and she goes, ready? 1, 2, 3. And she starts running, and she just pushes us with all her might, and we're flying down that steep hill. And then I did a quick calculation in my head, and I realized that we won't be able to stop. Because usually I would just stop with my feet. It was going too fast. When I tried to stop, my boot fell off. So my boot's all the way back there. And my foot's getting wet. I'm like, ah! I'm like, ew! My brother's like, oh, you're such a girl. I'm like, no! So I'm like, Marcus, we're gonna have to jump. Keep in mind, this happened in like 2 minutes, so it was a very fast conversation. So I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to jump. And he's like, okay. I'm like, I'm gonna count to 3, and we're gonna jump. So I go, 1, 2, 3, and I jump out, and he doesn't jump. So I jump out, and I face plant the ground, like the ice hits my face, and I'm mumbling, ow. And I look up, and all of a sudden, I look at my mom, and I see my mom running through the snow like, Amber! Stop, Marcus! Stop, Marcus! My brother, he's in the sled, because like the sled like swallowed him in, so he's like in the middle, and he's like, ah! He's sliding down, like, crying, and I'm like, oh my god. So I start running after him, and then I tripped, and I started tumbling, so I'm tumbling after him. My mom's running after him, and my sister, she was at the bottom of the hill, because she already went down. Like, she was, like, halfway, not all the way, like, right before the lump. So, like, the big finale, when you kind of fly off the ground, she was there. So she starts running towards him, like, all track star style. She's like, I got you! And she jumps, and she misses him by like an inch. She's like, no! The slow-mo, no! And she makes him start, she hits it, so he starts spinning. So my brother's spinning down in a circle, and he spirals out of control, and he hits the metal shed. You just hear this big bam! And he hits it, and then he's just laying there. And we're just running down, all of us. We're screaming and crying, Marcus! Marcus! And he's sitting there just crying. He's silently crying to himself. He's like, So, my mom, first of all, she blames me. She's like, Danielle, why did you take your brother with you? I'm like, Mom, calm down. I said, 1, 2, 3, jump. When you say 1, 2, 3, jump, that means jump. I thought he knew that. And she's like, it's your fault. I'm like, okay, Mom, okay, whatever. I get in the car and I sit there and I'm all like pouty. I'm like, whatever, I jumped. It's okay, I'm okay. And to this day, my brother does not remember what happened.